Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, America, and good afternoon, world. Good afternoon, America, and good afternoon, world. Hope everybody is well and blessed, doing the best they can in their current situation. Hang on. Hold on. Change is coming. Change is definitely on its way, and it's a wonderful and blessed thing. Today is April 23rd in the year 2016. I got it right this time. The name of this broadcast is The Solution. Okay, Black Lives Matter. Who's to blame? Who's to blame for all of this? You know, the conditions of Black people in America and around the world. I'm just kind of focusing on, you know, the African-American experience at this particular time because it's such a dire situation for all mankind. I just was jotting some things down for a moment. But when I left off on the last broadcast, I know this is a very touchy subject for a lot of people. This subject matter here is very sensitive for a lot of people because, you know, basically what it is it's a truth coming to light. That's all it is. It's just the truth coming to light. We have all had a part in this great play, if you will, over these past few thousand years, and more specifically, starting, you know, right around 1600 to 1800 during the diaspora, or the captivity or the capturing of African and Hebrew Israelite people from Africa, from the west coast of Africa, and bringing them into the numbers of about 60 million over here to America. And along the way, of course, I think there's about roughly 40 million Americans. I think, without looking at the numbers, I'll come back next time and make a confirmation there. But if we've had a positive birth rate since the 1800s coming, you know, here to America, then that means there was a lot of people lost along the way. There's a lot of African people, a lot of, Hebrew Israelite people lost along the way. If the numbers coming over here started at about 60 million, and today currently we're about 40 million in America, you know, that would probably tend to say half the African or African people coming over here and the Hebrew Israelite people coming over here died, you know, along the way. This didn't make it, you know, and that's something that we, you know, have to put at the forefront of our minds and our memory. Not to, you know, we're forgiving people. That's why we love, you know, to love your fellow man is to forgive him. You know, but we certainly won't forget. You know, nobody will forget this realism. It's a painful truth of our past. But in order to make a correction in our lives going forward, in humanity going forward, we have to accept and embrace the painful past. And this is why I'm making this you know, segment of broadcast, you know, here and now, so that we can, you know, stop the unnecessarily killing and unnecessary violence, you know, amongst African people, African-American people, Black people here in America, you know, such as Will Smith and Cordell Hayes, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, the gun down the New Orleans Saints player. That kind of stuff is sad and is absolute nonsense. Here just the other day, I don't recall what city or town it was in, but I guess evidently by the evidence shown, two young Black ladies, you know, beat another young Black lady to death, you know, in a girl's bathroom in the school, you know, at 8-something in the morning. You know, I mean, come on, what kind of hatred is that? What kind of hatred is that? You know, and this is the reason I'm doing this broadcast, because something's missing. You know, the spirit of man, the spirit of woman is missing for them to, you know, to carry out these type of acts and these behaviors amongst one another. the young lady, the one young lady that got, you know, that was killed in the fight, her mother, auntie got on TV and gave her, you know, a moment to speak. And she spoke of how much this young lady was an honor student and a good kid and, you know, help others and all this other kind of these great accolades. Then what on earth is she doing in a fight? What is she doing in a bathroom fighting? If she is such all of these wonderful and great things, you know, that her mother would like for the world to understand and to believe, why would she stoop to the level of fighting others in the bathroom? What's missing? The God element, the spirit, the God spirit, obviously is not there, is not present. If, you know, a young lady and other young ladies would go to combat, you know, to fight in a girl's bathroom before school, they're totally missing the spirit here, folks. This is exactly what I'm talking about, you know. And we're going to cover this for all people. You know, we're gonna bring it forward because now is the time. You know, we can't run and hide and not want to, you know, come to the truth, the reckoning, you know, of what the problem, what the issue is. You know, my numbers may fall off and all this other kind of stuff, you know, but that's okay because, you know, I'm doing this work for God. I'm doing this work for the Creator, for the Lord, you see. And as long as it's pleasing in His eye and what I'm doing, not what I'm trying to do, but what I am doing for mankind and humanity around the world, then it's okay. And if you don't want to, you know, stick around and listen to it and accept the truth, then you're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the solution because the solution is very clear. It's very clear and straightforward. You know, it's the spirit and the element of God, and we're going to bring that, you know, to the surface and bring that to the point in the here and now. I left off the other day by saying that it is a sin to worship Jesus. And this is not me, you know, saying this. This is what is in the scripture. And this is what is the wrong, this is what the problem and the ill way is with the African and the African-American people, the original Hebrew Israelite, the original Jew, you know, here in America and around the world. And also, all mankind that promotes this type of, belief system, this idolatry, you see. And that's exactly what it is, you know, because it's as clear as a bell right here, you know, to spread this gospel of Jesus and all this other kind of stuff, you know, in the worshiping sense. Jesus merely was a teacher. His mother called him Rabbi or Rabboni when she seen him after he had, well, he didn't die. And we're gonna open that casket up nice and wide, you know, on the next couple of broadcasts. Because actually, when they put Yeshua, and that's his name, Yeshua ben Joseph. If you Google Yeshua ben Joseph or Yeshua ben Mary, the picture of Yeshua Christ Jesus, you know, will appear. Okay, we'll give him that title because his name was Yeshua. Because in that day and time, which there was no, if you go back and try to find any man, any person with the name Jesus Christ in that time and era, it'll be a futile effort. You will not find any one person with that particular name, nowhere, because it simply did not exist. Now, if you look up Yeshua, then you'll find, you know, exactly who you're looking for. And this is a part of the perpetuation, you know, of this iniquity. You know, this is exactly what this is. This is an iniquity, and this is what has the world in such a chaotic state. You see, because the leader of this iniquity is the most powerful nation in the world. You see, this great nation that I love is America right here. And this is why I'm bringing this forward, because I want her to heal. I want America to heal here and now and stop all the nonsense and the foolishness, you know, such as, you know, young women and young men, you know, killing one another at a crazy and rapid and out of control pace simply because, you know, the Spirit of God is not present. You know, we've allowed ourselves to, you know, take our face away from them. You know, and I'm talking about all the T.D. Jakes. I'm talking about all the Eddie Longs. I'm talking about all the Creflo Dollars. I'm talking about all the Joel Osteen, you know, and all of these, you know, I'm talking about all the Kenneth Copelands especially, you know, the ringleader, if you will, of this misperpetuation, this iniquity, of following, someone like this. When he even says himself, Yeshua, Jesus says himself, don't follow me. I'm not the one, and furthermore, it is a sin for you to do so. Okay, now, I know that's painful, but the truth shall make us free, because at the end of all of this, once we accept God, because he already laid it out. Yeshua already laid it out, how simplistic it is for us to convert, to change our mind and change our hearts, and to worship the one and only true God, the true creator of all living things. You see, this is what he wants. And if and when we do this as a humanity, as all humanity, I mean, I'm talking about putting away all Islam, I'm talking about putting away all Buddhism, I'm talking about putting about all of them isms, and teach and bring man back to God, to the one and only God, the creator of all living things, then we shall all begin to heal as one, as oneness, one God, one people, and one way of life, and that is righteousness. This is what Yeshua taught. This is why he was put to death, for teaching one God in a land of idolaters, in a land of idol worshipers. You see, the Romans and even the Jewish people, the original Hebrew Israelites, the Jewish people went off course, and turned their face just because, so they wouldn't be slain, in the lion's den. They wouldn't be slain up on the cross, for not accepting Romans, idol worship, belief system. This is why, they put Yeshua himself up on the cross, and they taunted him when they did. Where is your God now? You see, you got to remember these key elements and these key things, to unlock the truth that shall make you free. Where is your God now? Instead of the God of all the different gods they were worshiping at the time when they put him up on the cross, they specifically said, where is your God? One God. Where is your God now? And he cried out, he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? For doing all these things that you told me to do, why have you turned your back on me? I didn't turn my back on you. Well, guess what, folks? The beautiful and blessed thing about that moment, God did not turn his back on Yeshua Christ Jesus. He did not. And I'm going to explain to you probably in the next broadcast why I say these things, because I'm just going to tell you right now, he did not die at that point in time. And this is clear as a bell. He did not die at that point in time. I'm just going to give you a little tidbit. He said that I have not yet ascended unto the Father, but go tell them that I have. Go tell the disciples that I have. I have it, which is a little deceptive in my opinion. I have not yet ascended unto the Father, but go tell them I have. A lot of people say, well, he knew that he was going to die, so he told them rather to go say that, because by the time, they all, rounded up or got together and stuff, he'd be gone and he'd be dead by then. There's no actual account of when he died. There's no actual account when Yeshua died, you see, as per the scripture. You see, he did pass, but that's another mystery, a mysterious thing, because, we can find people that lived, 1,500, 2,000 years, Ramses, Nefertiti, all the Egyptian people. We know who they were, what they ate. We found, things in their bellies. We found, different type of, through carbon data testing and sciences, how long they lived, the foods they ate, how many teeth they had in their head, the sicknesses that they underwent that probably caused their demise, a number of things. But we can't find Yeshua. We can't find Yeshua the Christ. That's an amazing thing to me, to have such a magnificent man, as a magnificent deity, a magnificent teacher, on this earth, and we can't find anything, any relevance of him. They say they found a shroud that, looks like this guy that's, in Bibles prior to 1970. Doesn't look anything remotely like the description in Revelation, eyes of fire, hair of lamb's wool. You know what lamb's wool looks like? That shroud does not have lamb's wool hair at all, period. And certainly, you know, there would be a brown-skinned man. If when they say feet that look like they have been burnt in a furnace, you burn some brass in a furnace and see what color it turns. It oxidizes to black, so he had to be a dark-skinned person. Now, this is not me. Don't get mad at me and, you know, charge my broadcast or anything like that. This is in the scripture. I'm just making the scripture so you understand it, so it comes out clearly and boldly, you know, with vivid clarity, so that, you know, it can be received by all mankind, you know, to worship correctly, because it's the healing of the earth. When we do this as a human race, then, you know, he'll bring the healing, you know, toward all the war and violence and, you know, hatred and separation and all these other kind of things that perpetuated, you know, by another, you know, a negative spirit in the universe. Okay, so I'm going to jump right quick, you know, to back up what I'm talking about here, what I'm saying to Matthew 7. And it's ironic somewhat that it is Matthew 7 that we're reading from. And the first thing it says in Matthew, judge not that ye not be judged, or that ye be not judged. Okay, so we're not supposed to be a judgmental people. You know, we just let it be and let it go and let it be God, okay? And he'll handle it. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with that what measure ye met, ye shall be measured to you again, okay? So what this is basically saying is in the day of judgment, ye shall be judged. As you judge in your life, in this lifetime, in the day of judgment, ye shall be judged, okay? Now, a lot of people say that Jesus died for our sin. That's just total baloney. That's absolute total baloney. And the reason I say this, and I can make this bold statement, is that if he died for our sin, then why be the need for the day of judgment when all knees shall bow to be judged by God? You see, it wouldn't be no need for that. If he already died for our sins, it just does not make sense. It absolutely does not compute. Okay? So, that's that. Okay? Now, I'm going to jump down here to Matthew 7 and 8. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So, he's telling you right here that you seek him. You know, and ask, first of all, ask to receive the truth. And then once it's been opened and revealed, seek and find us the truth. Go out and seek for it, find it. And when you find that door and you knock, it shall be opened. The door of knowledge, wisdom, and spirituality shall be opened. But what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Okay, now that's pretty cold, but there's a lot of people like that right now. Or if he shall ask for a fish, you'll give him a serpent, okay? That's, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, that are like that. If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? If ye then being evil, know how to give a good gift unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them to ask him? And that's a nice and heavy piece there. Okay. Therefore, all things whosoever ye would that a man should do to you, do ye even so unto them. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this is the law and the prophets. Okay. The law. And the prophets, and do you know what the law is? A lot of people don't even know what the law is. The law is the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments of God. That is the law. That is the one and only law. Okay, enter ye, now this is where it gets really nice. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in three. okay, through it. There's going to be many that go in through it, because broad is the way. Wide and straight is the gate, and wide is the gate, okay, that leads to destruction. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life. And that should be eternal life. And few there be that find it. Okay, folks, this is really heavy. This is deep. Because it's saying very few are going to find this way. Because broad is being taught the deception and the way of destruction through Christianity, through Islam, through Buddhism, through all these different things, because you're worshiping and idolizing all these different things. Okay, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto eternal life. I'm going to put the word eternal life. And few there be that find it. Few. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves. Now, folks, if you look at some of these telepastors out there, teleministers, they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly all they're about is their money, and they want to buy a $65 million jet. To spread the gospel, folks, them the wolves in sheep clothing. If you've ever seen them before, just flip them on, and they're all right there. Kenneth Copeland, all of them, catch them on TV, and they all there. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You can't cross-member this. What they call a hybrid, you can't hybrid this. All right? Every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit, telling the truth, spreading the true word of God, about God, putting him and only him first, and no other, for he is a jealous God. This is the iniquity, folks, that he is talking about here. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. That's not heaven. That's the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, I want you to pay close attention right here. This is it. This is the most important passage of the entire scripture. Promise me when I say this. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Here's who's going. And this is it. This encapsulates the whole thing of your whole lifetime in trying to be received in the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of God, with the Father. But he that doeth the will of my Father, this is Jesus speaking, folks. This is Yeshua speaking. He's saying, of my Father. He says, our Father who art in heaven. He's talking about yours and mine, his and ours. The will of my Father which is in heaven. Okay, so one would ask, what is the will of the Father? What is the will of the Father which is in heaven? That is the Ten Commandments, folks. Because the word iniquity ties this all together. The word iniquity ties this all together. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? They're talking about Jesus here, folks. We're going to close. We're going to confirm that at the end of this little segment here. All right? But say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Prophesize in thy name and spreading the gospel of Jesus, point blank, in the name of Jesus. Prophesize in thy name. Spread the gospel in the name of Jesus. And in thy name have cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, I exorcise thee. In the name of Jesus, cast, get out of this devil. Get out of this man, devil. In the name of Jesus, get out, devils. Get out. You've seen it in the Exorcist. Came up short. God came through. Jesus came up short. And in thy name done many wonderful works in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said this now, and then I will profess unto them. This is what Jesus said. For all of these things they thought they were doing right. These are his disciples, folks. These were righteous. righteous men, his disciples. And here's what he said. He turned to them. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Remember that I told you that word iniquity is going to tie this all together. Because if you don't honor and worship God, for he is a jealous God, and you will have none other before him in the earth, in the sky, or the waters below, and he will visit the iniquity unto several generations of those who do and do not do his will. His will is to worship only him. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a solid rock, on the rock of God. You see, this is where Jesus is praising those who do the will of his Father, and the will of his Father is to worship only him. All right? This is the deepest part of the whole scripture, folks, right here, because it's got the most extremes. It's got the good on God, and it's got the devil on the other side, or evil on the other side. I'll say it like that. But I don't believe in the devil. What deal will go with evil? You're saying here, have we not prophesied in thy name? In the name of who? In the name of Jesus. And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many. And this is what Jesus says unto them. Yeshua said, turn and say this unto them. Because this is the issue that got him put up on the cross. You see, because they was running around here, you know, worshiping all these different things, not doing what he told them to do. What God, through him, told him to do. Because like he says, you know, God gave me the commandments on what to say and what to do. That's confirmed in John about 12:44, okay? He don't say nothing on his own. This is what God says through him. Just like him, and just like I say, I'm just a conduit with the truth running through it, that's Yeshua. That's Jesus. He's just a conduit with the truth running through it. That's all he was in this day and time. That's all I am in this day and time. In that day and time, this day and time. He said we got 67 seconds. Love one another. Take care of one another. But this is what God wants to do, simply because God is love. Okay, and this is what this is all about. Therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine, I will and doeth them. Okay, and doeth them. The will of the Father. I will liken unto him as a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon God. It was founded upon God. It's got a rock here, but it was founded upon the word of God. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand. The rain blew, the flood came, the winds blew, beat upon it, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Folks, that's where we at right now, falling. We are all falling. The world is in a fall. It's falling. And this is why. This is it. We're bringing it forward right here and now, the 23rd of April, 2016. This is what it's all about right here. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Jesus had ended these sayings. So this confirms who was saying all of this. The people were astonished, was blown away, was mind blown, was in awe and shock and awe at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Folks, this is it right here. He has no authority. He has no authority. He gives his authority to God, the one that sent him. Believeth not on me, 12:44, John 12:44, but believeth on the one who sent me, for he gave me a commandment on what to say and what to do. Now, the word iniquity is so powerful here. It is so powerful here, because the word iniquity is one of the most God dislikes this, you know, it is the ultimate sin in the eyes of God, the word iniquity, okay, is the ultimate sin in the eyes of God, okay. Let's see here. Hopefully I'll capture this right here and now. And he declared, and I'm on I'm on Deuteronomy 4 and 13. I'm just going to jump to 13. Deuteronomy 4 and 13. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at this time to teach you these statutes and judgments, that he might do them in the land, whether you go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourself, for ye saw no manner of similitude on that day that the Lord spake unto Herod out of the midst of fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make ye graven images, that similitude of any figure, that ye corrupt yourselves and make any graven image in the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies through the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish in the waters beneath the earth. Okay, now what he's doing right here, what God is doing right here, is encapsulating everything. Male, female, why did God Jesus up on the cross? What's that supposed to be? That's a graven image, isn't it? And that says you could let you corrupt yourself for doing these things. Just because man does it, don't give you a pass on it. It's not the word and the will of God. And you bow down to it, then you're corrupting yourself. It's right here. The likeness of any beast, earth, likeness of any winged fowl in the air to fly. What they're doing is an encapsulation of all the Egyptians, all the Egyptology, all the belief systems of all these different deities and different things right there. And anything like a fish or a waterfowl or creepeth on the ground, snakes or anything like that, worship beneath the earth, he's putting it all in there. And least thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven shall be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Okay, to bring you out, okay, but the Lord has taking you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him the people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry for your sakes. Okay, we're going to pass over that right now. Okay, 23. Take heed unto yourself, lest ye forgot the covenant of the Lord God, which ye made with you, and made you a graven image or anything likeness or anything that the Lord God hath forbidden thee, okay, hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God, okay? When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourself and make graven images or anything likeness or anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger, okay? And talking about you perish and all that stuff. And ye therefore shall serve God. And the Lord shall scatter you amongst nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. And there shall ye serve gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Folks, it don't get no clearer than that. It don't get no clearer than that. All right? Okay. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Okay. There's certainly some Remember I told you about the law? I told you about the law, and this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. Okay, Moses served these three cities in the side of Jordan toward the center. Remember I told you this was the law that was written upon the tablets. Okay, so it's confirming this here, that this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel on the tablets. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, now let me just buzz through. Hopefully I have a time here. Okay, now, I am the Lord thy God. I'm 5 and 6 right now, 5 and 6. I'm the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. This is for mankind now, not just for then, but now. Thou shalt have none other gods before me, none. Not no, but none other. Thou shalt not make thee any graven images, any likeness, anything that is in the heaven above, okay, or that is in the earth beneath, Jesus, heaven above, right there, or that is in the water beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity. This is the word iniquity that ties it all together, of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. He's saying if you do bow yourself down unto other gods, anything else other than him, that you hate him. And if you hate him, he's going to turn his face away from you. That's what comes up in Deuteronomy. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, keep my laws. And showing mercy unto, he said thousands. That's not a lot of folks. Of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take thy Lord thy, so keep his commandments right there. Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. For taking his name in vain, keep the Sabbath day, sanctify it and keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor, 7 days shall you rest. You know, so that's all about the maidservant and all that other stuff, you know, the land of Egypt, and God brought thee out and all that stuff. But this is the meat of what I'm talking about today, folks, you know, about the sin, the iniquity of worshiping any other than God. You see, this is what's got this world in such a disarray right now. Because this gospel of Jesus and this gospel of this and all this Islam and all these different things, isms, you know, you wonder why the world hates one another, because Satan has divided it. An evil spirit, we'll call it an evil spirit because I don't believe in Satan, you know, has divided mankind and have them fighting and killing and having no mercy upon one another. And this is why, because of all of these different things that have been born out of, you know, the disrespect and obedience of God, not following the commandments, you know, of him, you see, of the creator of all living things. You may not call him, want to call him God, that's fine. I don't either. I don't know his name. Hallowed be thy name. Okay, we'll say that. This is where the problem's at. People lack the spirit of the creator in all mankind. This is why we can do these certain things, kill one another and hide Chicago and girls' bathrooms and you know, around the world, you know, and have people suffering in different places where they don't need to be suffering, because we have the technology and the wherewithal to get aid and help and food and goodness and righteousness to all mankind. But because of this right here, and people that won't bow down and follow their way, just like they threw them in the lion's den in the days of Rome, and they hung up on the cross, the Israelites, the true Hebrew Israelites, in that particular day. You see, we're suffering for that, you know, right now, because of the iniquity that we perpetuate amongst mankind. And it's all right here. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Like I said, I'm just a conduit with the truth running through it, just like Jesus, Yeshua, Son of God was. You see, we all God's children. You see, that's the beautiful thing about it. And this is what he wants. It's clear right here. This particular piece of scripture was written 600 years before the King James Version some more years before that, you know, was put in a time capsule. And so you know that the people that put this and compiled this thing together had a spirit of him within them to bring forth something that's relevant today. So anyhow, folks, that's my broadcast for today. When I say love one another, this is the word of God. Take care of one another. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do, simply because God is love. Until the next broadcast, it may be tomorrow morning. Take care, and so long for now.